up with. We are, over our summer weeks, where we've got a different pattern of services, we're going to think about what it is to be filled up, this summer. And we're going to be reflecting on Paul's instructions to the early Christians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, all right? So there are lots of ways that God might want to fill us up. He might want to fill us up with joy, to be joyful, or full of prayer that keeps going in praying, prayerful or thankful or respectful. But today we're going to think about being watchful. So we'll come back to that. Now, I don't know about you, but somebody the other day was saying, information overload. It's a nightmare, isn't it? It's just all the time these days. You never used to have this. And then I was thinking, yeah, you do, don't you? Like on your phone, you get notification after notification if you haven't silenced them. So what kind of notifications might you get? A notification for, just call out where you are. News, yeah, some people love the news popping up. I can't hear. A Bible, you're reminded to read your Bible. Mine does that. Yeah, that's great. Maybe it's a WhatsApp message or an email arrives. I don't have notifications for my emails. That's why I never answer yours. A calendar. Ooh, I must behave myself. I know it's the summer, but anyway. Or reminders about what's in your calendar, need those. Or an app that needs updating. It's just constant, isn't it? One thing after another, and it feels like overload. And sometimes it feels like that when you read 1 Thessalonians 5, because Paul's getting to the end of the letter, and then he crams in and he says, be this, and you just kind of listen to all of it, and it's like overload, and it just goes over. There's so many. But somebody writing about this chapter said, it's like a string of jewels, Paul's encouragement. And that, when you hear that, you think, well, you kind of want to zoom in, don't you? Zoom in and see if we can just spend a bit longer on each of the words and what it might mean and how we live that out. So that's what we're going to do, because zooming in, it's a really helpful thing. Take this picture, okay? We're going to put it up on the screen, okay? So what is that? Tug of war, yes? And they're really going for it, especially this, the leader. He's really going for it. We go on to the next slide. Yeah, he's really going for it and putting a lot of effort in. So she, or is she? Oh, no. Should we go back to the original picture? Oh, it just shows, doesn't it? It's a bit pixelated, but just zooming in on something, you get a better understanding of the reality. And our hope is, over the next few weeks, as we zoom in on joy and prayer and thankful and respect and so on, we gain a better understanding and can live it out more fully in our lives. So today's focus is watchful. Esther, our amazing youth ministry leader is going to come up and she, go on up, Esther, wherever you are. Esther, oh, there you are. Yes, hiding under a cap. And she's going to read to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you've got a Bible, you can follow it. It'll be on the screen. If you use the YouVersion app, we do have the outline under the events there. So there you go. You can switch it on. Take it away.
Working. Okay, so I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I have a few actions that I'd like for you to do when I read it. So I have an action of idle. Can anyone do an idle action? Right. Idle?
Lazy. Yeah.
Lazy? Idle? Lazy, like. Yeah. And then what about disruptive? Ooh, yeah. And what about disheartened? Like sad, timid, like, oh, yeah. And what about weak? Weak, just weak. Yeah, okay. And everyone? Everyone, yeah. point or everyone. Okay, so I'm going to read it real quick. And then when I say those words, then you do the actions. Okay, so live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Oh. And help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Everyone, very good. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Thank you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thank you very much. Oh. Yes, well, we're going to think about that and zoom in about that. There was a little couple, a phrase at the start, brothers and sisters. Now, this is just a little bit of a guess thing. I'm going to ask you, how many times do you think that comes in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians? Is it once? Is it 3? Is it 5? Is it 7? Or is it 9? Okay, you just put your hand up once on only one of those, okay? Ready? Who thinks it was once, only once in the whole chapter? Who thinks it's 3 times? Who thinks it's 5 times? Who thinks it's 7 times? Who thinks it's 9 times? Great, it's 5 times, I reckon. But you can go and read the whole thing and check it out. Okay, 5 times. And it's like Paul's reminding them as he says it. He's like, hey, brothers and sisters, this is a family thing. These are family instructions about the family of God together. And he encourages them with loads of things that they're to do. And we've just started, haven't we? You know, warn, encourage, help, be patient. And so it goes on and so it goes on into the be joyful and all those other things. So we're going to think about some of those today. But maybe you're feeling right now, oh, help, how on earth? How long could I do all of that? I can't even remember everything that he says and so on. So perhaps that's a good place to be. And I think we're just going to pause for a few moments and come back to God in our worship and sing to him. Because, you know, as we look to him, we're looking to him for his help, for his strength, for his direction, his heart for people. So as we seek him in our lives, as we worship him in the whole of our lives, maybe that's where we find the help we need. So, a couple of things. We're going to look at verse 14 just for a few moments. And think about being watchful over one another within this family, brothers and sisters, all right? So, verse 14, I'm going to read it. You're welcome to read it with me if you want to, or just listen. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Yeah. So we're to warn, encourage, help, or be patient. Just think for a few moments. Who are we supposed to do be doing these things with? And how on earth are we going to do that? Let's just see if we can do that. Who and how? As we go through. So, who are we supposed to warn? This is where different versions in our English Bible use words like idle, disruptive, bring those two things together, or the lazy, one version says the freeloaders, warn the freeloaders, you know, just out for a ride, or the quitters, and so on. And the word in the original language describes a soldier kind of who leads the other to it. They're no longer part. It's like, well, somebody, a worker who steps back from sharing the tasks. How do you go about warning them? Because actually, if you step back, sometimes, you know, the people in the back would just say things. It's disruptive, unhelpful. How do you go about warning them? With great care, probably. And lots of prayer, maybe it is just encouraging somebody, hey, I really miss it when you're involved with doing this because, you know, when you do, this is what happens. Or maybe it's like, oh, come and play your part because we've got these shapes, but we haven't got you. And find a way of doing that. We were reflecting on this at the Parkway site over coffee, croissants and prayer, and someone said, oh, how? There's a proverb, isn't there, about a soft answer turns away wrath or anger. Just a soft answer. So, well, we're supposed to warn the lazy, idle, those who step back. So, yeah. Who do we encourage? And how do we do that? Well, we encourage those who feel small on the inside. Their heart is small. Trying to, you know, we're zooming in on this to try and understand it. So some versions will say things like fearful or timid or faint-hearted. Or we've got disheartened. Our heart has shrunk. We feel small inside. What are we supposed to do? Encourage those. So if we find any bravery in God, we want to put that bravery into others. Help them be brave in God too. Now, just to help me think about that, what I want you to do for a moment is I want one volunteer who is going to come and put some courage into something, okay? So who fancies being a volunteer and loading up some courage? Doesn't matter what age you are? Yeah, come on up. Yes! Yeah, come on up. Can I have the pillowcase? This is like, come on up here. Is that right? Yeah. So I've got a pillowcase, all right? Oh. And all I want you to do is imagine this is courage, and imagine this is somebody who's feeling a little bit timid or fearful or disheartened. See if you could get some courage in God into them. Off you go. Is that all right? Some people are really good at this, and some of us are not really good. Actually, you're doing brilliantly. I was about to offer, would you like an additional helper? But you are, oh yeah. We've even got some music background for this. Building the tension. No. Oh. Well, we now know what you're going to be doing in your house over the summer. Are you good with duvets as well? Awesome. Yeah, that's good. Big round of applause. Thank you. You can take a bow and off you go. Whoa. How do you encourage somebody? How do you get courage in God into somebody? Maybe just, well, what's actually involved with that? What I'm going to encourage you to do is just chat with somebody near you. You might not have met them yet, all right? If you want to just think by yourself, that's okay. You're a guest here for the first time. Just like, well, is it right if I just think by myself? That's fine. Or you can just have a quick chat with somebody. How would you go about, what things help you encourage somebody in God? So just, yeah, with the person next to you, just have a little chat and work out how you're going to do that. So there you go. Right, I'm just going to pick on a few people. maybe. Let's go. I can see Becky. Can we go to Becky? Yeah. Lorraine's going to come round. Just can you give us something? This is all right, isn't it? We don't mind. Yeah. Have you got anything you want to share?
Yeah, just encouraging other people for me is about being willing to be vulnerable myself and share where God has stepped into my life and encourage them to do the same. I asked Abby as well what encourages her with God, and she said swimming.
Great. So go swimming, everybody. That's brilliant. That's what I love. Is there anybody else? I could just ask you how you got on. So can I come down to here? Laura, brilliant.
What did we say?
Samuel's going to,
Encouraging people to read their Bible.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a verse that lifts them up and helps them meet with God. I'll take one more. Is there a volunteer? Oh, yeah, just in there. That's great. Lovely.
I encourage people to pray every day.
To pray every day. Okay, awesome. And there was one in front as well. So,
tell them about how God loves them a lot and how he's created them perfectly in his image. Yeah.
Wow. Do you want to... That's brilliant. What a great thing. Let's just turn to the person you were talking to just a moment ago and just tell them God loves you and he made you beautifully. Go on, tell them. That's great. Let's go on to the next one. That's a lot of love you are sharing there. So next word, help. Who is it we're to help? Well, it's those who feel weak or maybe exhausted. Yeah, and sometimes we pick up when people are feeling really, I've got nothing left. How do we do that? Well, again, if we zoom in on this word and try and understand what it's meaning, it's about reaching out to somebody, pulling them to their feet. One translation I came across was to cling on to those who are weak, to cling on. And so it's like stay in touch with those who feel so weak. It's almost like they could just drift and drift from community, drift from others who encourage them, drift from God. So just going the extra mile with them and the extra mile with them. Somebody after the service last week said, oh, we've had great preachers the last couple of weeks, which wasn't me. and they said, God's really spoken to me. And it was just about clinging on to the weak so they didn't drift away and actually taking some action with that. It was awesome. And finally, who is it we're to be patient with? Now, this was problematic for me. Because it was everyone. Pardon? Ourselves, be patient with ourselves. Everyone. Now, how on earth do you exercise patience with someone and make sure that you're not getting impatient or frustrated? This is back over to you, all right? Come up with one practical strategy. Maybe share that with somebody either side of you, okay? Off you go. You haven't got long to do this. If you're at home and you're on holiday, you can just meditate on this if you're by yourself, or just chat about this if you're with a family watching in. That's great. Thank you very much. I've just worked out we need to finish the service eventually, so just come back. Woo! Lovely. I'm being very patient here. Did you notice? I noticed you were all testing me. Not easy, is it? And somehow it is about buying time just to be able to reflect and not have our immediate reaction and have space to think, well, what's going on with that person and things like that. There were some really good ideas being shared there. So over coffee, will you just tell me what they are? And I'll have 100 strategies, which is just fantastic. And we urge you, brothers. Look, Paul was like, we urge you. Brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Because you're not supposed to be that within the family. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. That could be any of us at any time, couldn't it? Be patient with everyone. So just a little quiet thinking time, just you, in your mind, in your heart. Is there just one person? Is there just one person who comes to mind that you might warn or encourage or help or be patient with? Is there just one? Just kind of fix them in your mind. And what is it that God wants you to do? Let's pray about that, shall we? Father in heaven, I'm thinking of someone right now. Thank you for putting them in my mind. Help me help them. Show me the best and the most loving way to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. See, that's a lot, all those different things, this overload. How on earth can we do this? And it's only through God living in us. Because God is amazing, and we've sung about that. Defender of the weak, amazing. We sang the story of him sending his son into the world. He's gracious, he's compassionate, he's slow to anger. Watchful over one another. Let's go to verse 15 as we think about being watchful over our own actions. Ooh. Yeah, so two watchfulnesses. Now, there is something really exciting happening later on this evening if you are a fan of English football. Anybody know what's happening? Yeah? Oh, yeah. It's tonight. Well, this evening, this afternoon. Yes, Euros final. And who believe it? England are in the final again. Yes. So, now, what's their goal? All right, I said we come to the goal. What's the England team's goal tonight? Yes. The goal is to win it. That's their goal, isn't it? Whoa. What do you reckon? Yeah. Okay. Maybe their goal is also to play their best. I mean, that's all, you know, we really ask. Just do your best, isn't it? That's really what it's about. Some people, winning is everything. You know, they'd rather be white, right and win. Actually, no, sometimes it's just doing life as best as I can to enjoy. Maybe it's about enjoying the occasion. Or if you're a follower of Jesus, it's about glorifying God in how you play. But, you know, both sides, their goal, their main goal is to win, and they're striving to win. Just think, if it's not sorted in normal time, we'll have extra time. And beyond extra time, oh my goodness, it might go to a penalty shootout. What I thought we could do with our goal this morning is have a penalty shootout now. Okay, so there's 11 players who'll be on the pitch when it's the shootout. So whatever age you are, I'm going to ask for 11 people to stand in a queue here. We're going to put the goal over there, and we've got a ball with us, which is an indoor ball, so it's totally okay. And we're going to count up how many penalties we get now, all right, just to see if we can get. Yeah, this is our little predictor of how many England might score. Yeah, so if I could have 11 volunteers just here. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Down here, we'll go on, yeah, go down there. That's great. If you come, that's this side of me. All right, is that okay? We'll try not to be in the way of the signing. Yeah, 1, 2. One, no, no, two, that's fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One more. Oh, one more's coming. Oh, Joshua, yeah, no, that's great. Okay, come on up, Joshua. Both, yeah. You bought the gold, didn't you? So careful. Do you want to come first? Because you're smaller than others, you can kick it from there, all right? Can you keep score if it goes in, all right? If it goes in, we'll cheer. So drum roll. See if you can kick it into the goal. Way! One, okay, thank you. Number two, bit taller, so we're back here. Oh, mine, other way, that's it. Oh, okay. Let's try again. Next one. That's great. We've got just, you can head back to your seat or sit down there. That's great. Lovely. Can you keep count? So we've got one so far. Okay, drum roll. Here we go. Oh. Oh, no. We might go a bit closer again. Okay. You'll be fine, won't you? Right, ready. Yes. Well, how many's that? Two. Okay. We might be able to do it. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Three. This is getting good. Yeah. Oh. There was a certain professionalism about that one. So I stepped into the goal. Drum roll. Yes, please. Yeah. Here we go. Oh. There was a lot of joy about that one. Yeah, that's great. Okay, are you ready? We'll go from there. Yeah. Oh. Whoa! That was a lot of striving for that one. That's great. How many have we got to?
Five.
And we've got two more to go. Oh, yes. This is it. Right. This is England, all right? Yeah, it's the girls. Oh, that was one great effort. Oh. Are we still one short? No, yeah, go on then, yeah. Last one, sorry. Yeah. I've no idea how much that is. How many is that? No, it must be seven, I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, I think football could be coming home. Well, what do you think? What's our goal, though? I mean, that's their goal tonight, to win in the way we are. What's our goal in the way we are with others and the actions we take? What's your goal? What's my goal in our actions? Well, verse 15, let's come back to it. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive. Always try as hard as you can. Always go for it as much as you can to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Our goal, I don't know if you noticed that, something we mustn't do and something we need to really, really work hard at. What mustn't we do? We mustn't pay back wrong with wrong. Yes, God doesn't want us doing that. But our goal is to go after what's good, what's truly good for the person in front of us and for everyone else. I was thinking about this. We need some goodness, don't we, in this world? And with each one and everyone else, we need that. And it was reminding me about Paul when he's writing his other letters. He talks about what sums it all up, this Christian life. And it's this love, the love of God, and showing that love to others kind of sums it up. There was a song written way before I was born, which is quite a long time ago. And yet the words are so important. I think they register with people. You still get this one on the radio sometimes or other times like that. It's from the 1960s when there was lots of turmoil, lots of trouble in the world at the time, the 1960s. And this is a song about one thing that's needed. Let's see if we can listen to it now. If you do recognize it, you can join in. No. Say that again. It's playing, but we just can't hear it. Okay. Let's sing it. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some. No, not just for some. But for everyone. That was close, wasn't it? Okay. Yeah. And that's what we need. And the world needs goodness. For you and me to make every effort, like our penalty takers, they put a lot of effort into that. To put that same effort into what? Into doing what's good for each other and for everyone else. Now, how do we strive towards what is good? How do you? That's a difficult question, isn't it? I was thinking about this. One practical way you can do it is maybe in the morning, maybe you have a cup of tea in the morning and a pray, or maybe you have breakfast, and while you're eating your cereal, whatever that is, if you have cereal, you just think, who am I going to meet today? And what will I do that is good for them and others too? Maybe that's one way you could do this practice, is think ahead. Or if you get to the end of the day and you realize you didn't do that, maybe at the end of the day when you pause and you're about to pray and commit yourself to God at night, you might say, who did I meet today? And what was what I did and said and thought good for them and for others too? Maybe it's just good to reflect, isn't it? I'm going to say a short little prayer. Father in heaven, I'm sorry if I'm being watchful over my own actions. I'm sorry that I don't always make it my goal to do what is good and loving for everyone that I meet. Please help me have this as a really important part of following Jesus every day. I need your help, so please come and fill me with yourself. May your Spirit work through me to make a difference and bring your goodness in Jesus' name. And even as we pray, we think about places in the world where it's far from good. Right now, and we pray for them. Father, overall, break into that situation between Israel and Palestine, those starving, homeless, aid needing to get through lots and lots of it. Open a way, Lord, for that to happen, we pray in Jesus' name. And for an end to that conflict. And we pray the same for Ukraine and Russia. Lord, come be the difference. We pray and we keep praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, watchful. Watchful is the word. Watchful over one another. Is there just one person God's asking you to act? And it might mean a message now before you go and get your coffee and just WhatsApp them, or to help or be patient with. And watchful over your own actions. Did everybody on that team, on that committee, on that group, you know, do they think what I did was good for them and for everyone? It's a challenge, isn't it? Watchful. Have a watchful summer. We're going to sing a final song of worship. Reminds us, this song, that all of us have times maybe where we wrestle, we have doubts, we fail, but there's a great love from the Father in heaven that's going to lead us through. He is our peace in the midst of all the troubles.